Thank you for calling Omax Health. My name is Jay. To better assist you on locating an account, may I get your zip code, please?
98674.
Thank you for that. And your name?
Małgorzata Kryszyłowicz.
Thank you for that. Give me 1 second while I try and locate that account. I believe I've located an account for security purposes. Can you please verify the address?
4202 Northeast 44th Avenue, Woodland, Washington, USA.
Thank you for that. Now, I do show where you had received the Omax Omega 3
yes.
from us, and how can I assist you today?
Well, recently, like maybe 2 weeks ago, I placed an order for my sister that lived in Toronto, Canada. And we thought that she would already get it, but she didn't. And then I got the phone call from you guys that there is some kind of an issue that needs to be resolved. That's why I'm calling you back.
Okay, so her account, is that going to be under a different name and zip code other than...
Yes. Different name and a different zip code.
And what's that other zip code going to be, ma'am?
Okay, just for hold on, I'm on online. Oh, just a second. Somebody is calling me. Okay, her name is Barbara Foltinska. She lives in Toronto, Ontario.
And what's that postal code?
The code, I suppose it's M 5 A, like ASAP, 2 N, like Nancy, and 3.
So that's N 5 A 2 N 3. Thank you for that. Give me 1 second while I try and locate that account. And you said her name was what again, ma'am?
I will have to sell it for you. First or last, which one?
Could you spell the last name?
Okay. F, like a fork, O, L, T, Y, N, like Nancy, S, K, A.
And thank you for that. Now, I'm not pulling up an account with that postal code.
I
with
don't
an
think
account
it's an
with
account.
Us for her it's, name.
Yes, I understand. It's a gift from me to her, those Omega pills. I don't think she has an account. I just wanted them to be mailed straight over there instead of mailing them here, and then I have to worry about the post office and stuff. And I just came off the COVID corona, and I'm still sick. That's why I did it the way I did it.
Okay, well, when I search your information, it doesn't pull up any other account than the one that I've located, ma'am, and I'm not pulling up any other order or product with her information that you're providing me with either, ma'am.
An order maybe 2 weeks ago. And I already paid. I gave you the credit card number.
Ma'am, the only order that I'm pulling up under your information is the one that was for the Omega 3 that we had shipped out to your address in Washington.
How long ago?
In September.
So see, I get those like twice a year. the regular shipments, but that was supposed to be like out of line, you know. I already did that once that was shipped back to me. And it was last year sometime, like December maybe, November. Can you check that?
The last shipment was in November on the 29th, ma'am.
November the 29th. Okay. When was the one that the regular shipments? When do I get those?
Ma'am, I'm showing that was the regular shipment, the 6 month supply of the omega-3 fish oil was shipped out to you on the 29th of November.
But I also made an extra one.
I'm not showing any other order than the one that I pulled out.
Nothing? Why? Is there another account that you can check it out?
Ma'am, I'm not pulling up any other account with her name.
I have to go and look through my credit card. You already took a payment. I already got the bills. So there is no issue with that one. But you are supposed to have the record of it. And the one that I just sent to Barbara in Toronto, you're supposed to have a record of that. So can you check somewhere else? You have to.
And I have, and I'm not pulling up any other order, ma'am.
Yeah, I understand, but there must be something there. You're not pulling up anything, but is there another account? Is there another person that takes care of this, those things? Another location?
No, ma'am.
Are you the it? Oh, God, what am I supposed to do?
Ma'am, I'm not finding an account with her.
I understand, but what's your suggestion? What am I supposed to do now? Should I call the credit card number? Should I call the Better Business Bureau? Should I call your boss? Should I call, what do I do? I don't want to be charged twice, and she didn't even get it.
Ma'am, when I've done a search by her name, it doesn't pull up any account with us for any product being shipped to an account.
My name shows up.
And when I do a search by your name, the only account that pulls up is that one account with that order that it shipped out in November to you, ma'am.
Okay, November when? What's the
date? On the 29th.
11/29. Okay, I have to do my research and see what's going on. Okay, thank you.
Is there anything else I can assist you with, ma'am?
No, unless you have any ideas.
Well, ma'am, I would recommend seeing if you have an email or confirmation number for that other order that you're saying has been placed.
I can give you my email address. Maybe you sent something there. Can you check that? I didn't check. Like I said, I was COVID sick, so I wasn't doing anything, but I can give you my email address.
And what's your email address?
It's MALGORZATA 55@hotmail.com.
Yeah, that still doesn't pull up any account with that email address either, ma'am.
Nothing.
With, ma'am.
Do you have an email account? That I could maybe check. Maybe it went to spam, or maybe it went to junk mail. What's your email account?
Well, ma'am, I'm not pulling up any account with that email address with an account with us, ma'am.
Okay, but you cannot give me your email.
Our email is going to be care@omaxhealth.com.
Okay, care@omax.com.
That's correct. Omaxhealth.com.
Omaxhealth, sorry. .com. Okie dokie. Thank you.
there anything else I can assist you with today?
No, no, it's fine. Thank you.
And thank you for calling customer support and Promax Health, and have a good day. Bye-bye.
You too. Bye-bye.